Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis. We'll start on the Daf Yud Beis, a few lines from the bottom. Today's shiur, the whole week, is also sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, the Zeicha Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, and the Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we start in the middle of something. We'll go back a little bit. We had two brisos, right? Talking about a brisa. The brisos had talked about a zav going out with a kiss to cover himself on Shabbos to collect the emission. So one bride says he's chayim, one bride says he's potter. So what was going on? So let's start by Elo, but go back to Elo Amar Rav Hamnuna, right? Lo kasha kan bezav bal shtei rios, kan bezav bal shalosh rios. If a right, you only bring the korban if you bring see three rios. Once you see three rios, then you already have the korban. So what's the purpose of the fourth? There's no purpose really. What the Gemara is saying, there's no purpose for the pouch after three rios because you already chayim. So when the bezav saw two rios only. And he needs the kiss to check whether or not there's a third riyam b'chayev a karbon. So since he needs the pouch, so that's considered derech hotza, and he would be chayev for the hotza. But if it's baal shalosh rios, he doesn't need the kiss anymore because we know he's a zav gamor. What's the point of the kiss already? So then he would be carrying that out is not to derech, and it would be potter. So Gemara says no. What's the difference? Maishna zav baal shnei rios to chayev tibay lebedika zav baal shnei shalosh nami mibay lelesvira. You also need, even if you saw it three times, you want to know whether or not you had an emission or not because you need to start counting your Nikiyim, your 7 clean days. It's also you need the pouch there in order to know what's going on. So that would also be the derech hotzah to carry it out. So you should be chayim. So Gemara says no. Let's call el boba yom. Talking about a case where the third riyah was that day, so he's not counting anything that day. The third riyah, there's nothing. There will be nothing for counting that day. So that second brisa doesn't just means. The second brisa means you potter because you just had a third riyah that day. There's no purpose for the pouch, and therefore you would be potter because it's not derech hotzah. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hami boile shlo yitan fu kalev. Wait, no, you still need it. You would still, no matter what, in all instances, the zav would need that pouch because he wants to protect any kalev from becoming tummy. What he would do is he would with the pouch or with the covering, he would catch the emission, and therefore that's necessary. If it's necessary, it's derech hotzah. So in all cases, even if he's a zav for the third time, he would be chayav. So why do you have the one brisa telling me that you're potter? You can't find the case yet that he's potter. So we pick up here. So Amar Rabbi Zeira says, "Hai tanahu," because this tana we're saying that's the which means the brisa that says that he's potter is going to be say, "Hai tanahu the Amar kol atzule tinuk lo kachashiv." If you use something just to protect something else, that's not considered a chashuv enough. That's not considered a chashuv activity. If it's not a chashuv activity, it's not hotzah. So going back to our case, it would be the bazav who saw the third riyah that day, just carrying it around to protect anything. It's not a chashuv activity. The bazav who only saw 2 days, it's a chashuv activity because he wants to know whether or not he's going to be a zav for a third day. But the zav already saw it 3 times just to have the pouch to protect you. That doesn't do anything. That's not a chashuv activity. How do we know that? It's lo kachashiv ditanan, because we have a Mishnah in Machshirin. Okay, again, in order for foods to become tamei, they need to become wet first to become susceptible to tumah with the seven mashkim yachach adam. They have to become susceptible to tumah. In order to become susceptible to tumah, they have to have water has to fall on it. Whatever the liquid is, and that liquid or that water in this case has to be something that you wanted to fall. That water has to be something that you wanted that water for whatever purpose to be there, and then it becomes into the concept of a chiyutan. Ditnan. So we have the Mishnah Machshirin that says, Hakofe ka'ara al hakotel. If you take a bowl and you turn it over onto a wall or onto something. So what's the reason why you're doing that? Im bishvil shet tudach haka'ara. If you're doing it because you want to wash the bowl. So then, hareze b'chiyutan. Then that water that falls onto that water that fell onto the bowl and gets splattered out, that was water that you wanted. Rashi says, Harehi b'chiyutan. Rashi says, the last Rashi, the achshivinu lahanach mashkin. You gave chashivas to this liquid. The herabedaito to tzarechlan. You showed in your das that that's what you want. V'yafa gadol nichlin nefilas and nafal alapeiros lachras man having mashim mucharin. Even though you didn't want the water to fall on the peiros, but you wanted that water originally. So since you wanted that water and it falls into Peiros, they're mukshal lekabel tumah. The tnan kol mashke shetchilasa leratzon. Any mashke, again, this is the first parak of Machshirin. Any mashke that its original you wanted to fall af al pishin sofa leratzon mashir. Even though you don't want it to then fall into the Peiros, it's still its mashir. So if you turn the bowl over to protect, you turn the bowl over to to wash out the bowl than the yutan. But in Bishvil, if you put the bowl on the turn it over, Shlo Yilka Kostel, so in order to protect the protection, Eino Bichiyutan. It's not Bichiyutan. So you see, protection is not significant. So since protection is not significant by the wall, protection is not going to be significant by us either. And protection is not significant by us, so carrying the pouch is an insignificant, not derech of walking around, and therefore you'd be Potter. Again, Potter Lavaloser. So look at right, that's the case. So Rav says, wait a second, meet dummy. There's no comparison. What do you mean? It's an extra thing that's around him. Okay, so he's carrying that around. So if he's carrying it as derech, the way most people, the way he would normally, then you're chayev. Not normal to carry it, then you'd be potter.
Well, it's normal to carry it almost like a bag, almost, right? Well, not really.
No, but it's a
It's like a belt or wrapped around.
Why is that considered like a shirt? I
mean, because you don't carry carry something that has like a receptacle on it.
The receptacle's the problem?
I guess so.
Not under the problem. Why is it like an underwear?
What?
Not underwear.
It's not underwear. It's a pouch. It's like a fanny pack.
I understand what it is.
So it's not a malbush. If it's derech,
it's the derech of people to wear something like that or not?
No. But if it's an extra thing. It's not considered. If it's a derech to wear that, that's a derech to carry. If you be pot, you be chayev. But it's not a malbush. The key, the only one with the key, they say it's a malbush. It's an adornment for the tie. It's like a tie clip or something like that. And that's could be the difference. Halachamais, I don't know. But here we're not here because it's not something. It's not a malbush. It's not a malbush. It's not a belt. It's not a tie. It's not a malbush. Some people machmir in ties also, but it's not. So me dummy. So Gemara says, what's the comparison? There's no comparison between the two cases. Hasam over there by the rain falling. Lo kaboy luhani mashkin klal. He doesn't want the water at all. He's turned the bowl over to protect the wall from the rainwater. He doesn't want the rainwater over there. He wants to push it away. So that's why it's not significant, the protection. But on our case, haka kaboy luhakis the kabuli beziva. He needs this pouch. In order to protect himself with the ziva, to save the clothing from the dirt. So therefore, this hotzos kiss is chashuv to him. It is chashuv to him, and therefore you'll be chayav for it. Again, it's not derech malbush, but it's chashuv to him. So Gemara says, halo damya. Our case is, what would our case be similar to? Our case would be similar to more to the following brisa. Elo seifa. So you have this areva. Okay, it's sort of basically it's a bowl into which you put. Under a leak, if something's leaking down, you put the bowl there to catch the water. So areva she right the girsa and lagosabach ed she nasna right she yered delef lesocha, so that this drip would fall into it. Mayim ani tazen vanitzafin eina bichli yutan. So the water that bounces out of the bowl and then falls onto something, that's not bichli yutan. I think it's in the bach and os aleph. As the word she nasna. Right, so the mayim hanitazim v'hanitzafin ain alichayutan. Why? Because you don't want the water. You don't want the water. So it's only the water that spills out. You don't want. But the visha besocha, but the harezim bichayutan, the water that stays in the bowl, that is bichayutan. So if that water then you pours onto something else, you would want it. So what's Rashi says over here? Well, it's a long Rashi, but Rashi says. But basically what happens is that even though you put the bowl here to protect the wall from the from the dirt of the rainwater, if you didn't flip it over, but rather you turned it right side up, so it's now a receptacle, even though you don't really want the mashkim at all, I mean, same thing in our case, you don't want the ziva at all, nevertheless, you regale your das as chashiv to you, because otherwise you would just turn it upside down. Why'd you put it in a receptacle way? So too by us, even though you don't want the ziva, since you want the kiss there to be makabel the ziva, that's considered chashuv, and therefore it's roi to be chayev, because it's not derech malbush, and it's a way that you go out with certain things, and therefore you be chayev. So how do we have that second brisa that says that you're putter? We don't have the case. We thought it would be the guy who's a zav on his third day, and he became zav a third day that day, so he's carrying it around just to, or he's carrying it around just to protect. But protecting also we would be chayav for. So the Gemara says, El Abai v'Ravid Amri Tarvayu, they say as follows, Lokasha Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon. Goes back to our old machlokas that we'll see many times, which are Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa. So to over here, it's a Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa. Rashi says, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa, Shebertzono Lo Sase. He really doesn't want this to happen. The Eino Tzricha L'Ikr Tachlisa. He's not doing the Malacha for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. He's doing it for a different purpose. The quintessential case that they give is when you drag the dead body with a mace on the bed outside of the house, because according to Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda Yechayev, and because it's chutzah. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's butter because it's malach shen tzricha gufa, because you're not doing chutzah for the sake of chutzah. You're doing chutzah the same. You don't care about bringing the body. You don't care about transferring the body. You want the body out because you want to keep the house clean. That's the reason. So malach shen tzricha gufa. So how does it work over here? So he says ki hacha. Rashi continues. She'enu tzarech l'ziva zo. He doesn't need the ziva shal yada ba kis hazeh v'yafapikin chayv alav. Basically here, he says, Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, his rutzen was that he wouldn't have to do this. The purpose of the malacha is not to carry anything. It's to collect the ziva, I think.
Collect or protection of clothing.
But either one, it's the same thing. What's the difference?
So what between the two or the three? If the three is protection,
Right, so if it's we're done with the three or the two now. We're going on to a different case. It could be three, it could be two. So the purpose is to collect to know about the ziva. The person who's going at is to know that the flow came. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's malach shein tzricha l'gufa. That's the price as yichayev. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's malach shein tzricha l'gufa, and that's why you are potter. From here, the poskim have as a idea about protection. It says no eruv. You carry something just for protection. So you have like those rain covers over the hats, right? Not a rain hat. But a hat, a cover that goes over the hat. So what are you protecting? Are you protecting you? If you're protecting yourself, then that's a malbush. If you're just protecting the hat, it may not be a malbush. It may just be something that's protecting, and that's not derech levisha. And if it's only going for protection, you may be chayev because we never came to this. Rav Moshe, I heard, was machmir that it's on these ring covers for hats. I've heard that Rav Moshe was machmir. Ask your local rabbi. Okay. That was the hard part for the day. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. They learned in the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel. Yotze Adam Tefillin Be'er Shabbos in Chashecha. A person can walk out carrying his tefillin on Erev Shabbos, somewhat close to sunset, and we're not choshesh that he'll leave them on and forget to remove them when it comes to actual Shkia. My time. What's the reason? Kevon Dama Rabbi Baruch Huna. Since Rabbi Huna said Chayev Adam LeMashmish Be'Tefillin Kol Shav V'Shav. A person has to constantly be touching his tefillin in order that he doesn't have Hesech Hadas. And how do you know that? Kavachomer Mitzitz. He learns a Kavachomer from the Tzitz in the Beis HaMidrash. It says, Ma Tzitz, just like the Tzitz, Tzitz, She'en Bo Ela Askara Achas. It only says Shem Hashem once on it. Amr Torah, the Torah says, V'haya Al Mitzko Tamid. It says Al Mitzko Tamid, and that's an extra pasuk because it already says, V'haya Al Metzach Aaron. So what's V'haya Al Mitzko Tamid? It's Shelo Yaseach Dai Tobi Menon. The Kohen Gadol can never have Hesech Hadas, can never take his mind off of the tzitz, so tefillin, by the tefillin, sheyesh ben askaros harbe, that you're wearing on the forehead as well, and there are many askaros, there are many shem Hashem in the tefillin, because you have all those parshios inside the tefillin, alach is kam v'kama. Of course you have to always have in mind, you can never be meisiyah das from them. So hilkach, therefore, that since you have to constantly be touching them in order that you're not being meisiyah das, hilkach, midkar dachilu, you'll realize when it comes close to shkia, it's on, and you'll take it off. You won't have the problem, we're not concerned that you will forget about it. Okay, Tanya, we learned a brisa. Chananya Omer, Chayev Adam the Mashmesh Bevigdo Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. A person has to be. Those of us who daven Ashkenaz, I say this every Friday night in the end of Bama Mizlikin. Chayev Adam the Mashmesh Bevigdo Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Person should always check his clothing, his pockets, Shabbos Im Chashecha, right? Because Erev Im Chashecha, because you want to make sure that Shem Yishlech V'Yetzik. Maybe you'll have something in your pocket and you'll go out. So Erev Shabbos, good idea to check your pockets. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Hilchsa Rabbis in the Shabbos. This is a big, and this halacha is a big davar gadol because it's mimafresh you from the Isser Shabbos. There's actually the Shulchan Aruch Harav from the Alter Rebbe says you shouldn't use pockets at all on Shabbos. Don't put anything in your pockets on Shabbos. It's tamizoy. And also, there's those who have a minhag. It's an important thing. They have special Shabbos clothing. If you're not putting anything in your pocket on Shabbos, and the suit that you wear, you only wear on Shabbos, you're not going to have the worry about going out on Shabbos. But nevertheless, you still always check." Your pockets. Place like Hayton Muckham over here, where we have the Erev that's always up, it's not as big a deal, unless it's obviously some Muksa item, but for outside, it's not as big an issue. But growing up in Flatbush, I know most people don't use the Erev, It's a big thing to check the pockets on Erev Shabbos. Okay. The Mishnah says, Lo yifale es...
Is this the same thing, like, because it's so common that this is a great thing on Shabbos?
I'm not sure why this is a great thing. As we're putting up a blech, it's a great thing on Shabbos.
Right.
I don't know. It's a good question. Why is this? Why is this the Hilchos Rav Shabbos? I think because it could, it's easy. Just
forget
easy to forget.
You get the cook and you forget the clean. You don't forget and go put on your blech.
Right, so it's an easier thing. You could forget and...
You walk down your house, you know.
Right, you could forget and therefore you could cook. Okay, they have to do an action. Here, by not doing anything, you have to have it in there. So, lo yifale es kelav. You shouldn't clean or comb off your kelim to get rid of the kinim, to get rid of the lice. Right, and then also it says, you shouldn't read by the or and air. So the question that you're going to have is, does that mean, because you're afraid you're going to tilt the candle, the price that continues. So the question the Gemara has is, it's the same reason. Is lo yifale hakelim is from the or and air also? What's the reason? So, ibayluhu, right, to taking the lice out. Lo yifale es kelav bayom shevet. So the machin will be, whether can I pull off the kinim during the day as well? If the reason is only because I'm going to tilt the lamp, so during the day I'm not going to use the lamp so I can take it off. So the question is the reason why you can't take off the kinim is because you might kill them? Or is the reason why you might tip the candle? If it's because it's going to kill them, they can't do it during the day. If it's only because you tip the candle, it's only at night that you have the problem. So Gemara says, Yibayluhu, lo yifale es kelav bayom shema yarog. Is it because you might kill them via Rabbi Lezer? And it's going to Shita of Rabbi Lezer, the Sanya, because Rabbi Lezer says, Amar Rabbi Lezer, hahori kinu b'Shabbos, whoever kills a louse on Shabbos will be chayiv achatos ki lahori gamal. It's the same thing as if you kill the big animal. So if it's an animal, you kill it. It's interesting. Rabbi Lezer is the shita of Beis Shammai, so the Hagmin would be that's going like Beis Shammai. I'm not sure. Below yikare lo or aner, and then the Brisa says, then the Mishnah says, below yikare lo or aner shemayata, and that's because you might tilt the candle. Odilma, or maybe tarvayu shemayata. Both of them are because maybe you'll tilt the candle. So then, it's only because you're going to tilt the candle, then during the day we're not going like Rabbi Lezer, and during the day you will be able to pull the lice off the clothing or the kelim.
On Shabbos,
you say? On Shabbos.
Isn't that like
bowler
or
whatever? There's no tarobas. In order to have bowler, you have to have a mixture. It's sitting on my thing. It's not mixed in. Pull it out. Pull it off. You need a mixture for bowler. So tashma. So Gemara says bring a raya from a braisa. It says ain polin, which means you don't pull off the kinim. The ain korin or an air. So Gemara says, wait a second. Mi alim mi mastisin. That's the same lashon in our Mishnah. The or and air is coming at the end. Does it go on just what's right in front of it, or does it go before it? Why are you saying that this is a better deal than our Mishnah? So Gemara says, okay, Tashma, I'll give you another braisa. Ain't pulling the or and air. You don't pull off the lice by the or and air, but ain't carrying the or and air. So you see clear that the reason with the lice, the problem is because you got people to see them. You may tilt the candle, and therefore don't do it. If there's no issue with the candle, meaning it's done during the day, or maybe electric lights where you're not going to, I don't know, but then you don't have the problem. You don't have the problem, and you can de-lice. And the Gemara continues. Min ben, this is one of the 18 halachos they said in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiah ben Garon, and we'll get to those. I think on Daf Gimel on his base talks about the 18 things that happened that they discussed, the halachos that they mentioned in this attic. A lot of things happen in attics. Okay, Shmamina, as you can see from here, Tavayu Shemayata Shmamina. Both of them, the reason why is because Shemayata. It has to be significance of why what the attic represents. There's a lot of things that right. So Tarvayim goes Shemayate. Both of them, the Maskana Gemara is, both of them, the Takana is, in order to avoid you tipping the candle, and therefore during the day you wouldn't have a problem with the lice. Amrav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Afilu Lahavchin Ben Bigdol Livde Ishto. You now use the or and air even to determine, to distinguish between your clothing and your wife's clothing. Yes, over then, that those times, they looked similar. The clothing looked similar. So if you're going to check through the or and air, determine whether it's your shirt or her shirt, you have the same problem. You might tilt the candle. And Amar Rava said, and I just want to say the Matzias, but that's what the Matzias was over there. Amar Rava, lo Amar Rava, Ella Divnei Machuza. It was only in the city of Machuza because they had special clothing that they didn't do work in. They didn't have any work clothing, so therefore their begadim were wider, just like the begadim of the women, and therefore they were more similar. Aval Divnei Chelkiyasa, but the people who lived out in the villages, they would do Malachas Asada, and therefore made the other. They were able to have, you were able to tell the difference between your clothing and the women's clothing much more easily, and therefore you can do it by or and air, because there's no chash that you're going to tilt it to inspect closely.
Didn't have his and her.
No, apparently not. Divnei Machuza Namilo Amaron, and Bnei Machuza also, we said that you may not use the candle. That's Ela de Zakenos. That is if you're talking about the clothing of the older women, okay? But aval d'liyados, but the clothing of the younger women, I guess, which is matches they're wider, right? The men's clothing is not similar to that. Umay the yadi, it's much simpler to distinguish between the man's clothing and that woman's clothing, and therefore you can look by the or nair because you don't have the concern of tilting. You only have the concern of tilting when it's going to be difficult to see, and you want to see better. You need to see better, so then you're going to be concerned that you're tilting the candle. Okay. That comes a very difficult sugya from the science and the perspective, which is the idea of killing lice on Shabbos. We'll get to it more. It comes up later, I think, on Daf Kuf Zayin. But Tan Rabbanan, we have a price that says Ein Polin. We'll start with this part. Ein Polin versus Rabbim. You cannot. You don't pull off. You don't de-lice your clothing even on a weekday in versus Rabbim. They covered it because it's disgusting to have these lights all over the place. So, I mean, they covered the tzibur, you don't do it over there. Do it in a private place where it's not going to affect anybody else. Right? It's like, don't clip your toenails or your fingernails on the Long Island Railroad. It's really, really disgusting. Kayotzebo Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Similar, Rabbi Yehuda says, but Amrila Rabbi Nechemia, some say Rabbi Nechemia said, Ein osen apiktivizin versus Aram they covered. I think it means you don't do something that's going to induce vomiting in the Rosh Hashanah, because having vomit in the Rosh Hashanah is really gross. Okay, now we're going back to the Kinam on Shabbos. What? You could slip on it. Tana Rabbanan, Hamifale es Kalev. Someone who pulls off the Kinam from his clothing on Shabbos, how do you do it? Molel. You should take them, sort of squeeze them between your fingers to make the Kinam weak. This way they don't jump back on you. Vizorik. And then throw them. Ubilvad Shelo Yaharog. But you should try not to kill them, because they're not allowed to kill the kingdom on Shabbos. Avashol Omer, notel, you take them, the Zorek, and you throw them, Ubavach lo Yimlo. But you don't roll them. You can't roll them either, right? Because there's a chash that maybe you're going to kill them. So according to the first man, the Omer, the chash, you're not allowed to kill them either, Ravana. So you can't make a gzeir. Therefore, it's a din d'rabbanan to kill the kinim. So don't squeeze them at all, because you can squeeze them, because that's just not squeezing is a gzeir. According to the second man, you can't even squeeze them. Why? Because killing the kinim is a d'oraisa. So you can make the takana, don't just squeeze them, right?
So it's just they can't do it on Shabbos.
Can't do what?
Can't clean the clothing, the lice.
Pulling off the kinim. Why not? We can't do it in the or nair, we said. Because then you're going to tilt the candle. Okay, so Amar Rav Huna, halacha molel v'zorik. The halacha is that you can twist or squeeze the kinim and then toss them aside. V'zel kvodo afil b'chol. That's what you should do it on the chol also. But you see from here, if you say molel v'zorik, Rashi says in the second wide line, molel v'zorik v'shabes molel lahachis kochan shol yachzer elav u'bilvad. However, shelo yimlo v'dochik v'yaharok. Right, the svirle harigas kina shvus. Killing the kinim over here is only the rabbanon. Rabbi Shaul, the second man, Damar, he holds like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer, u'mechayiv chatas, hilka kazrina, malivut shol yarog. Therefore, you can make a zero, not to squeeze them. What's my focus? Whether or not killing the kinim on Shabbos is d'orais or d'rabbanon. Rabba mikatelahu. Rabba would kill the kinim on Shabbos, so there was no problem. The Rav Sheshes mikatelahu. He would kill the kinim on Shabbos. Rabba shadilahu lekana demaya. He would take the kinim and he would toss them into the water. I guess to drown them. Amaluhu Rav Nachman Levante. Rav Nachman said to his daughters, "Kitolon, kill these kinim. Vashminali kala the san vasi." And I can hear the voice of my enemies that are getting killed, killing lice. So what's the and Tanya? Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Ein Horigin Mesamacholas B'Shabbos. You can't kill the kinim on Shabbos. Divrei Beis Shammai. That's Beis Shammai. Or Beis Hillel Matirin. And Beis Hillel said that you can kill them. So it comes up in Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin, but that's almost 100 days away. So let's just talk about it a little bit now. But the reason why they said over there is that the assumption is that the kinim were not pore ripya. That was the assumption. That was the scientific assumption at the time, that there was no puravu and by the kinim, that they sort of were spontaneously generated, or they came from sweat or something like that. So therefore, the idea was that if they don't come from puravu, then they're not similar to anything you killed in the Mishkan, and therefore there wouldn't be a concept of shrita, netilas neshama, and therefore there wouldn't be usher to do so on Shabbos. All it's to do is Ma'an said that we know that there is no such thing as spontaneous generation. There is no such thing as lice coming from a sweat. So does the halacha change? Does the halacha not change? What's going on there? It's a major sugya to get into. But it starts over here, the interplay between science and halacha. We won't discuss it any further. And Rav Shimon ben Lazar will also say in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Those of us who sing the Ma'yididus Zmir on Friday night for Shabbos know this. There was a machlok, Shimei Shammai, Hillel. Ein mishadachin es hatinokos. You can't make shiduchim on Shabbos, right? La ores for them to get engaged. The lo es hatinok lamno sefer. You can't teach a tinok sefer. You can't teach him umnos because he's a chapatzecha, right? Chapatzecha asurim, right? The lo lamdo umnos. You can't teach him a trade, right? Because it says mimso chapatzecha v'daber davar. The aim in achmin avelim. You can't do nichma avelim. The aim in vakmin cholim b'shabbos. You can't do bikur cholim because you're going to end up with tsar. But you won't go into them. Divrei Beis Shammai, those are the words of Beis Shammai. Or Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel says the mutter because he says chafatzecha is only chafatzei adam. That is utzer. But these other things that we mentioned here are chafatzei shemayim, that there's a mitzvah in them, and therefore it is mutter. Again, that's going to come on daf kuf nun. And if you sing this, the zmirah chafatzecha asurim ram lechosh kosh banot hiruim mutarim ushadei chabanot utinuch lam dosefer lam seif kunigos v'lam ruk mimeisefer yichel kunos machanos. Therefore, the python passes like Beis Hillel. Tana Rabbanan. So now we're going to go on. Someone who does do Bikur Cholon on Shabbos. So again, passing is like Beis Hillel, that you can't do Bikur Cholon on Shabbos, even though there's a possibility that's going to bring you Tsar. So Tana Rabbanan. Hanichlas Levakar Esachole. Someone who comes in to be Mevakar Chole on Shabbos, he has to give Tanchumin in order to avoid having Tsar. Omer, he says to the Chole, Shabbosi. It's Shabbos Himiluzak, and therefore I can't call out on you. Rufua Krovalovo, and Rufua should come here. But I can't call out for you. I can't have Tsar, right? And that's what we say by the Mishabeir. The Rabbi Meir Omer Yecholihi Shetirachim. The Shabbos should be have Rachmanis on you, and therefore if you have cover for Shabbos, you won't have Tsar. Rabbi Yud Omer, you should say Hamakom Yirachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Makom should have Rachmanis on you and all Chol Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hamakom Yirachim Alecha B'soch Chol Yisrael. Specifically, you should get the refuah from amongst the sick and Klal Yisrael. Machlokes Negir, so we showed him whether it's Shevna. We say Shevna over here. Apparently, there's some stories in Yoma that Shevna was not a good guy. So Rabbi Yonatan doesn't want to say that we're talking about Shevna here, because why are we quoting a guy who's not so good? Shevna Ish Rishalayim, Bichnisaso, when he went into Mivakir Chol on Shabbos, Omer, he would say Shalom. He would say Shalom to the person. Ubitsyaso, when he go out, Omer, he would say, Shabbos him lizok pro velovo virachama berubim, and the racham of Kodesh Baruch Hu should be a lot on you. V'shiv so v'shalom, and you should have noach today, and you should have peace, and you shouldn't have any tzara on the day of Shabbos. Keman Oslo, who does the following go according to? Keman Oslo hada amar Rabbi Chanina, misha yishlo cholu b'soch beso, someone who has a cholu in his house, tzarach sheye arvenu b'soch cholu Yisrael, you have to mix him. You have to put the name in the tefillah amongst all other Chol Yisrael. Come on, that's Kirab Yossi, who says, Hamakim Rachem Elecha, Besok Chol Yisrael. That's what we say also in our Misha Be'er. V'amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, Bekoshi, with difficulty, Hitiru L'nachem Avein L'vachem Cholam B'Shabbos. They agreed, the Chachamim agreed to allow you to do Nichem Avein L'vachem Cholam B'Shabbos, because it becomes a Tsar. You're not supposed to have Tsar on Shabbos. Amar,
what about the other person that you do?
Well, I guess that's the other, that was the correspondent, that was the other side to it, is that you're going to do be giving pleasure to him. Okay, so I mean, do you do an aver for yourself for somebody else? So that was the question. Maybe that was the tension that was going on here, and they were matir because of that purpose. On the other hand, just because you're matir something doesn't mean that you say, oh, it's mutter. You had to think about it. You had to go through the process to figure out whether it was the appropriate thing to do or not to do. A heter is not just some. It has to, you know, there's usually when you give a heter is because there's a competing. There's a competing thing on the other side to say that it's awesome.
Say it every single morning.
What? Right. So the question is: on Shabbos, is that something that needs to be done? Because on Shabbos you have a competing issue of the tzar. Listen, we don't say the same Misha Beiruch on Shabbos that we say during the week.
It's
because we don't have time for it. We'd have more time if we just did it a different way. Fine. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, when I was walking after Rabbi Lazar, Lishayuli Betficha to go to be Mevakir Cholim during the weekday, Zinin Amar. Sometimes he would say it in Lashon Kodesh. He would say Hamakom Yifgadcha L'Shalom. The Zinin Amar in Lashon Aramis, Rachmana Yikirinach L'Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember for you for peace, and you should have peace and comfort, I guess. So sometimes he said it in Hebrew, sometimes he said it in Aramaic. So Gemara says, wait a second. Why saying in Aramaic, the Malachim will not be able to understand the Tefillah, if the Malachim don't understand the Tefillah, they're not going to be able to take the Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a big kasha. This Gemara is a kasha on people like me who don't say Machnisei Rachamim. Gorka says, clear as day, that the problem of saying it in Aramaic is the Malachim won't understand it. Well, who cares if the Malachim don't understand it? Well, the Malachim are the ones who are bringing the Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think it has to be explained according to that Shita. Ahichi Avid Hachi. How did he say the Bracha in Aramaic? Well, Rabbi Yehuda, did Rabbi Yehuda say, La'olam al yishal adam tzracha v'loshan Arami? A person should never ask for his needs in Aramaic. Why? Because kol ha'shol tzracha v'loshan Arami, ein malachi asharis miskakin lo. The Malachi Asharis don't understand it. They can't deal with the Tefillah. They won't take the Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shei Malachi Asharis makirim b'loshan Arami, because they don't understand Aramaic. Tosfos points out, obviously, other than Gavriel, because Gavriel, we say in Maran Sota, Gavriel was the one who taught the Shivim Lashon to Yosef. So Gavriel clearly knows Aramaic. Then Tosfos asks, he says, V'teima, da'filu machshava shebelev kol adam yodim, b'loshan Arami and yodim. They know what's going on in the person's heart, they don't know Aramaic. What's so special about Aramaic that the Malachim don't know? They know your thoughts, but they don't know Aramaic.
Well, if that's the case, how comes the Halacha that you are allowed to daven in the language that you want?
Right, that's a good question. How can we say Kaddish in Aramaic?
Kaddish, a person is allowed to daven in any language except for the first sentence of Shema. Everything else you're allowed to daven in.
Understood. So I'm just expanding the question. How can you say Kaddish in Aramaic? How can you say for Shema in Aramaic? You put Perkins in Aramaic? A lot of things that we say in Aramaic. Good question. I don't know.
And just Aramaic or any language now?
Says right here, Aramaic, the Lashon Arami.
Yes,
that was the common language at the time. So why can't you dive in Aramaic if you can dive in any language, Marcel's asking. I don't know. It says here they don't understand Aramaic, and it seems to be a question. Right? It seems to be a question. Right, actually, the Gemara in Sota asked that question. Okay? That we say that Tefillah is never b'chol Lashon. So they said over there that that's Tefillah b'tzibur. Mara answered it. Only two with Sefer. I don't know if that's necessarily true. Because then, what about question, a little different language. No, in Aramaic, I think. But also, one of the Purukim of Yukam Purukim you can say, I don't know. The Gemara and Sota deals about that. About that's one with Tefillah Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda says that we're talking about Yachid. I don't know. Those are questions of Tzibur can be said in any language. But I don't know if that's true. I don't know. It's a good question. So Gemara says, Shani Chola, a Chola is different. The Shechina Imo, the Shechina is already resting by the Chola. So I guess you don't need the Malachim at that point. The Amar of Anan, Rav Anan said, Amar Rav, Minayin Shechina is Soed al Chola. How do we know that the Shechina is very close to the Chola? Shneemar, the Pasuk says, Hashem Yisadenu al Eresh Devai. Someone who's lying down, Hashem is circling, I guess, around his bed. So I guess since the Shechina is already there, you don't need the Malachim, so you can say it in Aramaic. Italian Rabbi Hachim Brisa says similar to that, that basically that the Shechina is near the Chole. Hanichnas Levakar is a Chole. Someone's coming in to do Bikur Cholim. Lo Yeshiv, Lo Agabi Mitiv, Lo Agabi Kisei. You shouldn't sit on a chair. You shouldn't sit on the bed. Meaning, if the Chole is low, don't be lower than the Chole. Don't be higher. Sorry, don't be higher than the Chole. Because wherever the Chole's head is, that's where the Shechina is. And if you're sitting above that, then you're sitting above the Shechina. Ella, what do you do? Miss Atef, wrap your head with a talis. The Yoshev with fun up. You sit with Achna and your Shemayim, Mipnei Sheshchina Lamayim Rashasap, because it's Shalcholah, because the Shechina is resting above the head of the Cholah, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Yisadenu Al Eres Devai. V'amar Rava Amar Ravin, Minayin Shekarish Baruch Hu Zan Es Cholah. How do we know that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mefarnes to Cholah? I guess he can't really eat, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there for him. I'm not sure what this means. Shenemar Hashem Yisadenu Al Eres Devai. Yisadenu from Lashon Seuda. I guess it's, you know, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is supporting them. Okay. Okay, the Mishnah continued. Lo yikra l'or haner. You're right, you couldn't read, you're not supposed to read a book for the or haner on Friday night. Because Shema Yovo l'atos is there. You may tilt the candle and that in order to tilt the oil in order to get a larger light and then you get a better flame, then you violate the Malacha of Havara. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says the Halacha that you're not allowed to read by candlelight on Friday night, that's only when the candle is low. El afilu gavoish de komos. Even if the flame, I guess, is like high, like the height of a person, which two komos high. Afilu shte mardos. Even if it's as high, I think shte mardos are ox saddles. If these are high things, right? Afilu asara batim zol gavizu. Even if the nair is so high up, I don't know how you're gonna use it, but so high up, the nair is so high up that it's 10 houses over 10 houses. There's no shash that you're gonna go tilt it. Nevertheless. There's low plug by the chachamim. Now let it read by or and air on Friday night.
As opposed to what? Back then?
Lord has. I guess go to sleep, or you have other situations that you're allowed to do it, but you're not supposed to read the or and air. Yeah, I don't know. I guess electricity, Bisman said, it's not a problem. We all read Friday night.
Right.
I guess
because there's no. They shouldn't read next to the meal.
I guess if you're not close to, but here Gemara is saying, if you Gemara is saying right here, even if you are far away from it, even if you are far away from it. So Gemara then says, it says lo yikare, make a diak in the Mishnah. It is chadhu de lo likre. One person cannot read by the or and air, hatrei shakir dami, but two people can. I guess maybe they'll remind each other. Don't flip it. Don't do anything. I have a hatanya. Don't we have a price that says lo echad below shnayim? Even two can't read lo or and air. Some are Rabbi Elazar lo kasha. There's a different talking about different situations. Khan, our Mishnah, that's mashma that two people can read by the or and air. So you can read with your wife by the or and air. But that's talking about in an echad if they're reading from the same book. They're reading from the same ledger at times, so they're each reading the same thing. I guess they're reading. I don't know if it means the same topic or they're actually the same book. But since they're reading the same thing with each other, they'll be able to remind each other. And about to tilt the candle. Oh, you can't tilt the candle. So that's fine. But Khan, the Bryce says that, you know, Usher, even two people are reading, it's talking about Bishnei and Yonim. They're reading two different parshios. And since one is Ma'ayin in their own book, they're not going to really pay attention to what the other person is doing. Amar Rav Huna says, Uvim Adura, if they're going by just a torch, I feel a sar bnei adam asr. Even 10 people reading is asr because they're going to be sitting far away from each other. The torch, I guess, gives off a lot of light. They're not going to be sitting near each other. I don't know why. I guess so. No one's going to be paying attention if one guy gets up and does something to the torch and moves it. They're not going to see the other person doing it. And therefore, even by a torch, when everyone's sitting further away, you still have the problem no matter how many people are there. I guess, I don't know. I don't know what they did Friday night. Okay. Amar Rava. Im Adam Chashev hu Mutter. But if he's an Adam Chashev, then it's Mutter. Why? Because an Adam Chashev is going to know, because of his Chashivas, he's going to know, and therefore he's not going to tilt to the Shabbos. Rashi says, right, the same thing, Adam Chashev Mutter, Likros L'Or Ner, She'eno Rogil Hatos Ner B'chol Ibn Chashivuso. He's the type of person who doesn't even, people, I guess, bring candles for him. He doesn't even do it himself on Yomos HaKol. Therefore, Shabbos is not worried that he's going to tilt it. Echoes of Shlomo Melech. Don't worry, I'll marry lots of women. Nothing will happen to me. Well, now the story comes up. So Meisve Lo Yikra Ol Ner Shema Yate. Amar Bishmo Ben Elisha. Bishmo Elisha says, Ani Ekra Bloeta. I'll read and I won't tilt the candle. Don't worry, I know that loch. I won't tilt the candle. Upam Achas Kara. One time he was reading. Ubikesh Lahatos. And he almost went. He almost was Nichsho. He almost went and he tilted the candle. So Amar, he says, Kama Gedol Divrei Chachamim. How wondrous are the words of the Divrei Chachamim, Shai Omer Lo Yikril Or Ner. They said you shouldn't do it because of the possibility you might tilt it. And even I, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, I almost tilted it. Rabbi Nassan Omer, and Nassan, not only did he almost tilt it, the Maisa was Kor Vihita. He actually did tilt it. He did tilt it and he caused the flame to grow higher. And therefore he was over Malach on Shabbos. Ooh, Kasav Alpin Kaso. And he, this is amazing Musar, he carried around a notebook and he wrote in his notebook, Ani Yishmael ben Elisha, Yishmael ben Elisha, Karisi, I read on Friday night, V'tesi never Shabbos, and I tilted the candle on Shabbos, V'chashi, Yivon, Beis HaMikdash, Abi Chatos Shemena, I'll bring a Chatos. I have to bring a Chatos now for my Malach, and I did a Shogig.
Well,
he
has to write it the next night.
What?
He has to write
it
the next night.
Assuming so. Because then he has to write, then he would write two. Alright? So, you see here, even that an Adam Chashuv is usher to read it on to read from the Or and Air on Shabbos because of Friday night, because Shema Yateh. So I'm a Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Shani Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is different. Ho lo meisim atzma al divrei Torah kehedjot. Because he viewed himself as a hedjot. Therefore, he would typically read by the Or and Air during the week as well. He doesn't have the halacha of an Adam Chashuv in this instance. Rashi says, no, Rashi doesn't say over here. He dealt with himself because he was very much a person who was mishapel himself to lower himself to learn Torah. Close to answering the question, Tosa says we have these stories that come up all the time that even the behemoth of the tzaddikim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't let them eat, you know, do any get violent avera. The chacham kol shekein. So how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu allow Shmuel ben Elisha to violate this issur? What? Well, that could be it. Rabbi Tam says because that whole thing of that about even the chamor shel tzaddik only talks about machalos asuros. They're talking about eating items, not necessarily. If you go through, he goes through the cases. It's only talking about eating. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring two brisos that also appear to be sosir each other by the idea of a shamish of the servant of the waiter checking the bowls by the or haner. So Tani Chadas, one brisa says shamish who's serving again those days. He had these big, you know, those big sudos, right, that they would eat together, and the shamash would come out, and the waiter, shamash bodei kosos k'aros lo aner, he can check the bowls, he can check the cups lo aner to see that they're clean. The Tani Idach, Lo Yibdok, he cannot check the Kosos and the Garos by Or Ner. They're so to each other, right? Are we Choshes if the Shamash is going to tilt the candle? I guess so if the Shamash really cares, he's going to tilt the candle. The Shamash doesn't really care, he's not going to tilt the candle. So he says, Lo Kasha, there's no Kasha. Kam B'Shamash Kavua. Kam B'Shamash Yen Kavua. If he's a permanent employee, right, and he cares about his job, he's a permanent employee, then he does care, and he's going to check. He's a temporary employee, you know, he's a temp agency, doesn't care so much. You know, you have those temporary waiters, they don't care as much, and they're going to check, and they're not going to worry about tilting the candle. So Ibais Emo, or you can say, Ha, the Kavua. Both Brises are talking about a Shamash Kavua, below Kasha, there's no Kasha, the steers and the Brises, Ha, Bidin Mishka, Ha, Bidin Nafta. One's talking about the candle of oil, that since your makbid on it, they're going to tilt it. But ha bidinafta, the one that they're not makbid is to tilt the candle. It's talking about a candle that's burning from a very noxious smelling source of the flame, and therefore the more you tilt it, the more it stinks. You don't have a chashi to tilt the candle in that case. Right, that's a good question. So maybe if you have this. Well, maybe it's different. Maybe it's different, you know, Shamash, he doesn't want his boss to smell differently. Maybe that applies. I don't know. Maybe that applies also to the reading as well.
He
quotes here that the Ramban asked the question. He goes, what's the difference between the kosos and the karos than from like the clothing, of checking the clothing? You know, what's the difference? Ramban quotes Yerushalmi, he's talking about the Nikius. I mean, Nikius is a concept of sakana. I don't know. Anyway, they asked the question, what's the difference? So Yibai Elihu, they asked the following shayla. Shamash she'eno kavua, so you have a shamash who's not kavua, and he's using b'dimishka ma'u, but he's using the oil. What's the story? Again, you have countervailing pressure, which is eno kavua, so he's not choshesh, but he's talking about the shemen, which we do have the chash for. So Amar Rav, Rav says, halacha, the halacha is that this shamash is mutter to check it by the Or Ner. The Emori came, but we don't announce it to everybody. But Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar halacha of Emori came. We do announce, let everybody do that. Now we have a story. For Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, ikli lebe Rav Asi. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba came to the house of Rav Asi. Kam Shame. So now he's in Rav Asi's house with Rav Yirmiyah Shamash. So Rav Yirmiyah Shamash is serving in Rav Asi's house, so he's a shamash in a kavua. That's not his kitchen, basically. The kabadik lenor deshragan. He checks the kalim. The Or Ner. So the wife or Rav Asi says to Rav Asi, you say the Shamash is not allowed to check him. So how are you letting him check it? So Amalei, Rav Asi says to her, Shavke, leave him alone. He holds like his master of Yirmiyahu, who says that a Shamash in a Kavua is mutter to check by the Or Ner even of Shemen, and therefore he's Mati the horse king in public. He also allowed Mati to do that in public. Okay? We'll stop here. Have a good day.